B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Noontime hour here on Zolak and Bertrand, and with it being noon on March 11th, the tampering period, the negotiation period in the NFL is officially open. Let the tampering begin, as if it hasn't already been going on all weekend.
It's such a weird phrasing of a tampering. It's like so bad. Like, tampering is bad. But we're gonna allow you to legally.
Well, they've legalized the tampering. You can't officially sign your deals.
So I see all the NFL Network people saying the negotiating window is open. So that is that the new term, negotiating window?
Yeah,
that's better.
It's a better term.
Yeah. Tampering sounds like you're like the Patriots. Oh, the Patriots are tampering again. See that coming.
By the way, we got an answer on that coffee T-shirt.
Oh, we did?
We did. It's a T-shirt that is available for purchase on the website of Black Rifle Coffee Company, which is apparently a veteran-owned coffee company.
Premium small batch roast to order, veteran-owned and operated coffee company. It looks like they're based in Salt Lake City.
Very good coffee.
I like
very good coffee.
Oh, really? Oh,
they call this their Coffee Saves T-shirt.
You've had the coffee, Jim?
Yeah, we got it at the swap. There was a little Christmas swap. You get the little one was a box full of coffee, different kinds of coffee from this Black Rifle. It's pretty expensive.
Who went to swap? All right.
And now you know.
Well,
you
we did the swap.
You want to learn more about that? BlackRifleCoffee.com is where you go. So back to this. The negotiating window is open, which means anybody can talk to anybody now. And there's no penalty for talking. But as we know, this is the period in which deals are agreed upon, and then they will be officially signed when the league year opens.
They're being agreed upon right now as we speak. Yeah. And when do you think the first one's going to be announced? I say after 12:30.
Well, no, they're not officially announced, but they're reported.
Yeah.
So you
I'm
think,
hearing that.
You think within a half hour we're going to get
12:35.
You think today at 12:30 we're going to get deals reported?
A big one, yes. 12:35. A big one. Like top tier guy. Top number one guy.
We have our first offer out there. Bert Breer probably ready to hit send. An hour ago.
What is it?
The Texans offered Tyrann Mathieu in excess of $9.5 million a year to stay in Houston.
Oh, my God. Huh.
Now,
oh
they can sign him before the window closes.
Because it's their own guy. It's their own guy. Team wants to keep him. He'd like to stay. He'll test the market
first.
He's
that good, huh?
Oh, okay.
Well, if he gets not over 9.5 a year, what's Landon Collins and Earl Thomas going to get?
Well, Earl Thomas is
Cowboys can't afford him.
I mean, Earl Thomas, you know.
Cowboys are running their mouth. They're going to pay Dak, right? It's time for Dak to get an extension.
Let's get an update. Mike Giardi had an update on NFL Network a short time ago about the Patriots' approach in free agency.
General expectation for Flowers is he's going to get a big contract offer via free agency. There are multiple teams, including the Detroit Lions, with his former defensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, now the head coach, and of course, Bob Quinn is their GM, and he also comes from the New England tree. But the feeling in New England is that Flowers will come back to them when the process sort of winds down and maybe give them an opportunity to come close, if not match the offer that he's getting via free agency, much like Dante Hightower did a couple years ago, and of course the Patriots were able to retain him, much like Devin McCourty did a few years prior to that, and the Patriots also able to retain him. And I just want to caution people who look at Michael Bennett and say, well, clearly they're experienced in getting ready for Flowers to leave. They haven't closed the door on Trey Flowers. Nope. They'd love to have Trey Flowers and Michael Bennett side by side.
Okay, I like that news a lot. That's from Mike Giardi. We also have some breaking news as it relates to the Patriots.
Oh, my God.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
According to Ian Rappaport, Blue Check Verified.
Adam Schefter, Blue Check Verified as well. Do they both have the same numbers?
Schefter's got the money.
former Patriots offensive tackle Trent Brown has plans to sign with the Raiders, source said, on a lucrative deal that makes him one of the highest paid in football.
That's from Ian Rappaport, you said?
That's from Ian.
He got beat by Schefter again.
Schefter.
Yep.
Plans on signing a four-year. Trent Brown again. Schefter says that Brown intends to sign a four-year, $66 million contract that includes $36.75 guaranteed with the Oakland Raiders, making him the highest paid offensive lineman in NFL history.
Wow, they got all those specifics figured out in 10 minutes?
That's
good. I'll tell you, that Mayock. That Mayock is good.
Oh, he sure is. Nothing like having an open checkbook.
So Trent Brown, gone to the Raiders.
So in a matter of back-to-back free agent years, Nate Solder, gone day one. Trent Brown, gone day one. And Dante Scarnecchia gets zero.
They should pay him a bonus.
No, you know what he gets? He gets players to teach a new left tackle how to play left tackle.
That's his reward.
You know what he gets?
He gets Isaiah Wynn.
He gets to pick up the phone and say, hey, Isaiah, when are you getting your ass in here so we get going on next year, okay? Let's go, son.
No, both of these players, Nate Solder. Well, actually, not Nate Solder. Nate Solder is legit.
Oh, he's a player.
Trent Brown should give Dante Scarnecchia a cut. He should give him a fee for that. So, again, Trent Brown going to the Raiders. 4 years, $66 million.
Jesus.
$36.75 million guaranteed. It is the richest contract for an offensive lineman.
Oh, this is the best time
of NFL history.
This is the best time of year. This is such a big week. Oh, my God. Trey Flowers is gone. G-O-N-E, gone. There's teams with this kind of money out there.
Trent Brown got an average annual value of $16.5 million.
What the hell?
Yeah, I'd say Trey Flowers is worth more than that.
Flowers might hit 18, 19. He might. I mean, if the Raiders have this type of money, you've got the Colts out there. You've got Colts have over $120 million in cap space. Oh, Trey Flowers is gone. So gone. And deservedly so. I mean, but if I'm the Patriots, I'm not paying 18 a year. I'm not doing it.
Mike Florio.
I'm not doing it with any player.
Must have gotten to his phone
late. Brady.
He just tweeted out the same numbers. He's got the same information. He either doesn't have a source or he forgot to check his phone. He didn't expect a deal in the first 10 minutes of tampering.
Almost $37 million guaranteed.
Jesus, that came together quick, huh? Boy, they must have just really started working on that sucker, huh? What do they call the period? The illegal before the illegal period.
That would be tampering. The illegal tampering period.
Because all of a sudden you come to these numbers in 8 minutes. Oh, yeah. You know what? Nah, I'll just hang out. We're going to talk to two other teams. You don't need me to fly out? You sure?
How obvious was that? I mean, Ian Rappaport, we felt, was slow playing it this morning. How did he know this morning and start playing it and slow playing it and then not have the numbers first? You would think if he had that inside track, he'd have the numbers.
I don't know. Maybe he just didn't type the tweet. Maybe he's the typo on the tweet, and then he had to stop and retype it, and then Schefter got it before him.
Well, they all reported it. Trent Brown to the Raiders. Trent Brown, I don't think that's a surprise that he is leaving in free agency.
Wow.
I am surprised by that dollar figure. That's a big number.
That's a bad sign for teams thinking that they're going to have a chance to retain some of their guys if they have some cap issues or they're going to be tight.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And Trent Brown, we spoke about him earlier in the show. You have an update for us, Rap?
We do. He is going to sign with the Oakland Raiders. Trent Brown, the former now Patriots left tackle who reinvented his career in New England as Tom Brady's blindside protector, is expected, in fact, to sign with Oakland. And obviously not a surprise. We've been talking about it all morning. But the deal is massive, just like Trent Brown is massive. Here are the details. 4 years, $66 million, $36.75 million, fully guaranteed, the highest paid left tackle in football.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
You know, we'll see Deion Lewis sign and go away. And, you know, Danny Amendola went to Miami last year. Nate Solder ends up going to the Giants. And that's a lot of dough. Like, good for him. You come here 1 year, sort of a contract year, play your ass off, win a Super Bowl.
Raiders spending big early.
Jesus, Raiders.
Big money on Trent Brown. Big money on Antonio Brown.
Hey, Antonio Brown, Trent Brown.
Who's the next Brown? Next Brown to go.
Any other guys with the last name Brown in free agency?
Jesus. So they're still in a division with two teams that went deep in the AFC, and the Chiefs and Chargers. Sure, L.A. Chargers, them, Denver. Denver should be a little bit better. You're still probably the fourth best team in a four-team division.
Yeah, but you're also in a division with Bosa, Ingram, Von Miller, Bradley Chubb, yeah. D Ford if they keep him in Kansas City. You got a lot of pass rushers in that division.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
He's not going to have any games off.
He better have a guy like Scar that coach you up and motivate you, you know? Scar's a good motivator, good motor guy. You know, you get the money, now all of a sudden you know. I'm not saying that's going to be the case with him, but I don't know him that well. I knew Nate a lot better because he was around here longer.
Yep.
Did a lot of stuff with him. Mm-hmm. But normally when a guy goes and gets that time, good. Like, wow, somebody, I think he got overpaid for.
Wow. Malik Jackson is going to the Philadelphia Eagles on a 3-year deal worth $30 million. So what's happened in the last 3 days in Philadelphia is they've traded away Michael Bennett, who's going to cap it at $7.2 million, and then they've added defensive tackle Malik Jackson at $10 million a year. So they've added money at the position, and they've lost talent. Zoe, you said it earlier. 10 out of 10 times you believe that Michael Bennett is a better player than Malik Jackson.
Yes.
That's not to put down Malik Jackson.
No, but there was a knock on him on being lazy. There was never that knock on Michael Bennett. Michael Bennett's knock is he's crazy.
So my question...
But that's good to have in your front.
Starting the day...
As long as he's yours.
That I don't have an answer on is, why did they trade Michael Bennett? Why did the Eagles trade Michael Bennett? Why were they willing to do it? Was it simply because he wants a raise? As he told NFL Network, Good Morning Football on Friday.
No, you bring up a good
point
here.
I not only will not take a pay cut, I want a raise.
You bring up a good point here because it's obviously not about money. Even though Michael Bennett said they're going to have cap issues, they still went out and did a $30 million deal from Malik Jackson. Now, you're also knowing that you're taking $7 million off your salary, and you're just going to pay a little bit more for 1 year to go get Malik Jackson. Maybe they look at it as that fits our defense better. I don't know. But you ask me, football motor, Bennett over Jackson, 10 out of 10 times. Not even close. Malik Jackson took games off.
We in a tough situation as far as the salary cap, and I'm not willing to take a pay cut. I actually want to pay raise at this point. And so whatever happens, just to know, whatever team I go to, I want to get paid more than what I'm getting paid right now.
Okay, so obviously they talked to him about this, potentially maybe even taking a pay cut. So he knew the writing was on the wall. Or else you don't go out there and say that. Because you already advertised it last Friday. Hey, whatever team's going to get me, get ready. I want more money. Unless he went to Philly and told him that, and they just had it out. I don't know. Something happened.
So I don't know if it's that. I don't know if they just don't want to deal with a player who believes he's worth more than what he's getting. And they don't want to renegotiate the deal. I don't know if they know something could happen with him legally. He's finally going to be arraigned on the charges that he faces from the night of the Super Bowl that the Patriots played the Falcons in Houston. He's charged with shoving a member of the security staff there.
I mean, look at what New England did with Trent Brown. So you got rid of Nate Solder. You want to go pay Nate. So you moved on, and you got a quick fix in Trent Brown. Didn't have to pay him a ton. Traded for him. Got him. But contract year, got the guy to play his ass off. Now you move on. And you find
so
the, next
the
guy.
Truth is that if like Isaiah Wynn...
Maybe the Eagles did that with Bennett. Like, let's get him for $7 million.
If Isaiah Wynn was healthy and didn't get hurt, you could have potentially seen a competition at left tackle between Isaiah Wynn and Trent Brown.
We thought we were getting that.
That Isaiah Wynn could have won.
Yeah.
We were seeing that in the
walkthroughs. And Trent Brown would not have played as much as he did and would not have had the opportunity to go on the market and make the money that he did.
Sure.
That's not to take away from his year. He had a really good year. He played strong throughout the playoffs. He was really good for the Patriots for the year. They are not wrong to walk away from this type of money and this player at that type of money. No. And they still have a first-round draft pick that they drafted to play that position. Granted, his development is behind schedule. He was hurt and on IR last year. So they've got to get him back up and running. And if they don't feel he's ready to take over the position, you know what they could do? Go out and find someone like Trent Brown again in a trade and coach him up with Dante Scarnecchia, and you have a left tackle again.
Yep.
Not worried about it.
Trent Brown's agent's Rosenhaus, by the way.
Gianni just tweeted out. Oh my God.
You a-hole.
Drew Rosenhaus. Ah, oh, he's killing it.
Sure, his name didn't come up at all during the Antonio Brown stuff this weekend.
No, not at all.
He called him at 12 o'clock. Got done by 12:09. Hammered it out with Mayock.
Oh, Drew Rosenhaus is looking at the Raiders now like, you guys are too easy. I am going to kill you on all these negotiations.
Let's see. Who's the guy that's never worked in a front office before that's a new GM?
Oh, Mike Mayock.
Right there. That's my guy. That's my target.
Wow.
Wow.
Sucker born every minute.
Wow is right.
Man.
Big time money. Big time. Paulie in the truck. Paulie.
Hey.
Hey. Those pens out.
Huh?
So, how about those Penguins? You see that one coming last night. You're not going to go down there into Pittsburgh with less than a full squad and beat them, who's holding a full squad. There's no way. You know, if the playoffs started today, Washington and Pittsburgh would be beating the Duggins out of each other. I hope that's what happens. Knock one of those guys out. This is one tough conference. But, well, let me get out to football now. Can I get out of football, boys?
Yep, go.
All right.
Patience is wearing thin.
Listen, I was sitting behind Isaiah Wynn's brother at the Super Bowl, and he said he's fine. He's going to be fine. So he's going to be our left tackle next year. I thought Danny was back. I saw Danny and the team all. I had breakfast.
Danny who?
With him, Willie Lanier. And
okay.
Who's what?
David's in the car. Hi, David. Just going to move on.
Felger killed him.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey. How you doing?
So the first thing I have to say, when you think about the Trent Brown situation, I think back to Charlie Weiss and Romeo Crennel and all these other people. Boy, does Tom Brady get people paid. Unbelievable. The other thing I would say is the Steelers, how embarrassing. They not only allowed a guy to shoot his way out of town.
Well, two of them.
But think about this. They knew the Raiders were talking to Brown before the deal, which meant they empowered him to get a new deal on the way out. That's disgusting. If you're the Steelers and you're a proud franchise, you say to the guy, look, you're going wherever we send you. Or you say, you either play here or you don't.
If he doesn't show up, the deal is no good.
No one's going to trade for him without the guarantee that the guy is showing up.
Right.
But here's the thing. Is it really worth a third and a fifth to guarantee that everyone else is going to shoot their way out of town too? Because they set the precedent.
Yes, they did.
Your middle finger in
point.
The air to us.
It's a good point.
We're going to turtle. Because what's his name? Colbert was like, oh, I demand compensation for one of the best
you know what?
Receivers ever.
And he still counts. He still counts. $21 million work. Against the Steeler cap. I'd have kept his ass and sit him on the bench.
This is disgusting. I mean, honestly, I'm not a Steeler fan. I'm actually a Patriot fan laughing at him. But you know what?
But David, that wasn't a development. That didn't develop over the weekend when they traded him. They said weeks ago it was going to be a trade or release. They were done with him.
This guy's been an internal problem there for more than 2 years. This thing is ongoing. And Steelers probably did a good job covering it up. This guy's a real problem on the inside. Have fun, Gruden.
When you announce that he's not coming back to the team, that's it. It's over. So getting a third and a fifth is better than cutting him. If they had cut him, it would have been the same thing. You could shoot your way out of town. You can, and you know what? This is pretty much the case in a lot of places. If Antonio Brown had pulled this on other teams, same result would have happened. He would have been traded or cut.
You're going to play by his rules now. Hope Gruden's ready.
Well, you want to talk about a team that enabled somebody. Talk about the Raiders. Oh, okay. We'll play by your rules.
Anybody wear 84 out there? Does he get 84?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah. He's going to get 84. Isaiah Wynn has tweeted 4 minutes ago. Broke the effing bank. While then also retweeting Adam Schefter on the Trent Brown call.
He also tweeted over the weekend, too.
All caps, by the way. Many exclamation points and hands in the air.
Yeah.
Hardy, he started watching The Office over the weekend.
I saw that.
I'm like, where the hell you been?
Yeah. Been missing out.
He goes, wow, I missed out.
Oh, another tweet. He earned every last cent. Proud of a big bro. Definitely paved the way.
Big truck. Pave that truck. Pave that road.
Still got 4 years before he's a free agent. So.
Yeah, you got 4 years. So
what about getting on the field?
Hey, I say,
get on the field.
Get your crap together, okay? Not like he's done anything wrong, but let's go.
Derek Carr's tweeting. He's happy. Emoji, smiley face, teeth. He better play well.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zo and Bertrand.
A sky full of stars. I wanna give
you a sky.
Yeah. Empty seats.
I'm gonna give you my heart.
We've got a tweet
from who?
Josina Anderson, ESPN.
She's connected to some of the guys.
She tweeted, I'm told there have been some level of discussions with the Bills on impending free agent defensive end Trey Flowers.
How do you not? Obviously, they already had the money talking to the Antonio Brown.
Gathering of opinions was the tone conveyed at this point.
How about watching her game film?
Gathering of opinions.
Gathering opinions. What do you think?
Like the Bills are gathering opinions?
Why don't you just watch a game film from last year when he kicked your ass?
Other potential targets that piqued interest in similar discussions are mired in a tag situation. So they had had their eyes on some guys who got tagged, and now that Trey Flowers didn't get tagged, in the research stage of is Trey Flowers a good player?
Now, a week late on that.
Yeah, let me tell you why your team sucks, Buffalo.
Just getting information now.
You're trying to figure out if Trey Flowers is a good player. You only played him twice a year for the last 4 years.
Maybe it took a couple of days to make the papers up there. I don't know.
God.
Well, they, yeah.
Everything's a day or two behind in it Buffalo.
Buffalo and Florida.
What the
hell? Right around, they're still playing Tommy T, Spring Love. Good God.
We're gathering opinions. We're checking around league sources, see if they think that he's a good player or not.
What's his name? Flowers? Trey? Trevon? He wore 90, what, 98?
Yeah. Michael Bennett to the Patriots on Friday. That's what the Patriots have done to this point in the activity that has started up ahead of the league year opening up. Tampering began today at noon, and we've already got multiple deals reported today. Malik Jackson, 3 years. At $30 million, he's going to the Eagles, who traded away Michael Bennett on Friday.
He's getting $10 million a year.
Jason Peters, the Eagles left tackle, 1 year, $10 million, too.
Just now?
Yeah, just now.
Oh, okay. Oh. So, again, somebody just, I want an answer. Why did the Eagles trade Michael Bennett? There's got to be a reason. It's not his level of play. Level of play is there. Had a good year.
Level of play is great.
Had a really good year.
He was your best defensive player at the end of the year. You traded away your best defensive player. Think about that. Look at his numbers. 9+ sacks.
And
they
again,
actually want to give him three more.
9 is the number that really the NFL 12. Has him at. Pro Football Focus has him down for 12 sacks.
I'm sorry. When he's right, I don't think you can block him. I really don't. When he gets it going and he's got people around him, like when he was in Seattle and the end of last year,
See, Philly's got a pretty damn good front. They do. It's an underrated front. You know, the secondary's not great, but their front's pretty damn good. They could get after you.
Pro Football Focus has them down 12 sacks, 22 quarterback hits, 44 quarterback hurries. That's a total of 78 pressures that they gave him last year.
Right. Don't 4-3 and 3-4 my ass like he doesn't fit the system like that. Same thing with Justin Houston.
That tied Bennett, by the way, to put that in context, the 78 pressures, has him tied for second in the league among edge rushers behind D. Ford, who had 83, and D. Ford's 83 with J.J. Watt. Okay, so J.J. Watt and D. Ford.
Jeff Howell just had a tweet, too. Giants are still potentially shopping Odell Beckham Jr.
Whoa. That's sort of a big deal.
And Jeff Howell is the one reporting it. Not a New York writer, a New England writer.
19 seconds ago. How does a New England guy know that?
New York Giants are involved in trade discussions with Odell Beckham Jr., according to a source. One of the league's best wide receivers still remains on the market.
Okay.
He's signed.
All right, Jeff Howell, The Athletic, with that information.
Okay.
Seems like a pretty critical piece of information.
Not a Woj bomb, but it's something sort of like that.
That's interesting.
That was just put out there.
All right, so there's that. And Michael Bennett gets traded by the Eagles. They end up paying more money for a lesser player in $10 million a year on Malik Jackson. They then go out and spend $10 million on Jason Peters. So it's not a money thing. They're spending money.
Unless they got a younger edge guy that plays Bennett's position that they feel can make $1 million instead of $8 million. I don't know.
All right.
And then we're going to upgrade our nose tackle. Some teams do that.
So it's not a decline in play or a drop-off in play, although I feel like there were some rumors at the end of the year that they weren't thrilled with his year there, which I don't know. I don't know what their concerns would be. But it doesn't appear to be his level of play. It doesn't appear to be a cap issue. And I know that people have said the Philadelphia Eagles are in cap hell, and they're trying to maneuver that cap and rearrange some money and move some things. And all right, well, that doesn't stop them from spending money. They've spent $20 million just on next year alone in the first day of all of this. They just added $20 million in salary to their books for next season. Okay, so I don't think it's the money. Was it the legal situation? You'll be arraigned on those charges in Houston later this month. Is that what scared them away? Is it the fact that he believes he's worth more than what he's getting paid, as he told Good Morning Football on Friday? That they don't want to deal with a disgruntled player who believes he's underpaid, so they ship him out. And in the process, they do pick up a third and a fifth. Is that what it was?
I don't know. Even when tag numbers are thrown around, too, like even going back to some of these numbers earlier in the process. Remember when you had the deadline, you had the Patriots elected not to tag anybody? They said, well, you could tag Trent Brown, but you're only going to lock him up for 1 year.
And by the way,
that's too much money.
I just read to you 35th is Antonio Brown. The Michael Bennett deal is not that.
But just get ready, because there's so much stupid money out there.
Fifth,
I remember
seventh,
talking about you with this, with the potential tag in Trent Brown for a year. Because you could have slapped him with the tag, and it would have been $14 million tag. Everybody's like, ooh, it's a lot of money for left tackle. He's averaging over 16 per now. 14's cheap. That was the tag number for left tackles. $14 million. And people call and say, oh, too much money for a left tackle. You got Isaiah Wynn. He went and got more. Trey Flowers is going to get more.
Okay.
Yeah, because $17 right. million is a tag now.
So,
good God.
Is this the replacement for Trey Flowers from the Patriots' perspective?
No, I
don't
think.
To go get Michael Bennett.
No, because it would have to be Bennett and. It's Bennett and something.
Jared's in Mansfield on why the Eagles traded Bennett. Jared, what do you got?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember a report that somebody in Philly published about a bunch of players trash-talking Wentz. I wouldn't be surprised, given Bennett's history, if that was one of part of what made them trade him.
His brother trashed people in Chicago.
And Michael Bennett, in that interview, trashed all – I mean, the interview that they did jointly a few years ago, they trashed everybody together.
It was a hell of an interview. We played snippets of it on our show. It was good.
Maybe that's part of it.
Maybe he's a Foles guy.
That's a guy coming in from the outside who probably had outside influence in that opinion if he was one of those guys on Wentz.
Hey, how about that, too? And you get there, and all of a sudden you're like, you know what, man? I don't like Wentz. I like Foles. Why aren't we playing Foles? The hell you guys get rid of Foles?
Was he a Foles guy?
He may have been a Foles guy.
That's not going to happen here with Brady. You know that. He's not going to bitch about his coach like he did about Schiano here with Belichick. We know
well,
that.
He could still get into with Schiano, but he won't get into with Bill or Brady.
Yeah. This, is to me, is one of the more fascinating elements of this, the fact that he does not like Greg Schiano and does not respect Greg Schiano. Which is on the record.
He's also like, an author.
That's not anonymous. That is on the record. He thinks, and by the way, good for him, because I think he's probably right.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay, they don't respect the coach. We didn't respect him there. He's got little man syndrome. He thinks he's Bill Belichick when he's not. He hasn't accomplished anything, and he talks to us like he has. And so Michael Bennett, down on Greg Schiano, crapped all over him publicly. And Greg Schiano deserves it. Greg Schiano was an epic failure in Tampa Bay. So that doesn't come as any great shock. The thing about Michael Bennett that I do like is that he just lets it all fly.
Yep.
This part I love. He just lets it rip.
There is one coach on the defensive staff that there could be an issue if he just lets it fly.
Who?
Bill's son.
Oh.
That's the one guy I'd be worried about if Bennett just let it fly about him.
But if Bennett,
he lets it fly. He likes Bill though.
Nah, but if he respects Bill and loves Bill, he's not going to cross Bill like that. I don't care what the kid does. No way.
The video of him that Joe Gieza tweeted out after the preseason game against the Eagles, just talking to Brady for over 2 minutes at the middle of the field, like that. That's a long time after a game. Like, what is it, 30 seconds, 45 seconds, maybe? The entire, like, midfield thing happens. Over 2 minutes, just those two talking to each other. It's interesting.
Yeah, and I can't remember the audio, but I thought during the Seattle Super Bowl, too, Super Bowl 49, I thought there was a lot of good back and forth.
Good hit 72,
yeah,
nice hit.
Yeah,
nice
and they're
72.
Slapping each other, and there was a lot of, maybe we could pull some of that stuff. But I just think there's just over-the-top mutual respect between the two.
Great. He also hates his new defensive coordinator.
Yeah, well.
Great, he gets along with Tom Brady. What the hell does that mean?
What's going to happen in practice?
Does getting along with Tom Brady make him feel that he's no longer underpaid?
I told you all he was a stiff. When's the first bad thing going to happen in practice or a meeting? I told you all he was a stiff.
Michael Bennett felt he was underpaid on Friday morning. How does he feel on Monday afternoon?
Blessed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap when the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The news. Fast and furious in the NFL today. The negotiation period, formerly known as the tampering period, began less than an hour ago. The latest on what Trey Flowers can expect in free agency. Couple of things out there on this today, including Rap Sheet and Friends, as we call it, in Rappaport with Tom Pelissero and Mike Garofalo, all of them talking about what Trey Flowers should expect. I want to give you another piece of news from Dan Graziano, but listen to this first.
Trey Flowers,
yep.
I know he's going to be really hot. Some people think he's going to make 17 a year.
Yep.
We'll see if that's a deal the Patriots end up matching.
No. I'd be stunned.
Brady makes 15. They haven't had a higher paid player than Brady in 5 years.
Brady may get a contract extension.
But you just know how they feel about spending that much money on one player.
Right. It's just interesting to me. And Mike, I know you and I were both deep in this a couple years back. The Devin McCourty contract negotiation. The Patriots set a market. They set a market. They had a thought where McCourty was. The Jaguars came in and tried to pay him, I think, 10. And the Patriots came in at the last second
And got close enough, yeah.
And I got close enough and did the deal. No, I'm wondering if that's what happens.
Was it the Jaguars? It was the Eagles and the Giants. They were definitely players there. And I believe both teams had more lucrative offers than he wound up taking to stay in New England, which, great, got himself some rings because of that. I just, with Trey Flowers, I just think the number is just going to be through the roof.
Okay, so they're saying the number is going to be through the roof. I think the number they threw out there was 17.
Well, based on
17 plus.
Yeah, and based on the preliminary numbers that some guys are getting right now that I think are inferior players regarding their position, tells me the market's way, way more north than what we thought it was going to potentially be. There's more money out there than we thought. So you better be prepared to really get in that ballpark, even if you're going to pick up the phone and have that discussion. Because if Buffalo's collecting information, as they said, for some unknown reason, they're going to get left in the dust on this. I'm telling you. If you're Brian Flores, it's the number one thing you need to do in Miami. You need to get rid of the quarterback, get one, and then bring in your edge guy. He's going to run his defense. Trey's the anchor of his defense. You go get your anchor.
Dan Graziano, ESPN, put up a story today. He says multiple sources expect Patriots defensive end Trey Flowers to get a monster deal. Maybe in excess of $18 million per year on the open market.
I believe that now.
After many of the top free agent pass rushers got franchised.
I believe that now. I didn't believe it Friday.
Two of Flowers' former New England defensive coordinators are now head coaches, Brian Flores in Miami, Matt Patricia in Detroit. Watch Flowers for the Lions, who are expected to be among the most aggressive players on this market.
I mean, Malik Jackson, who was thought to be a dog at times for Denver, once went and broke the bank for Jacksonville. They flat out released him. And Philly grabs him and pays him 3 for $30. $10 million a year for a potential dog. You want to pay $10 million a year for a potential dog? Or you want to get Trey Flowers in and pay him a high market value for his motor? I'll go the Flowers route. I'll take Bennett over Malik Jackson. I know Philly doesn't, but they obviously didn't. So,
There's also something else that I think maybe factoring into all of this, and that is Rob Gronkowski.
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing, so? It's been not 1 or 2 weeks. We're 5 weeks removed now.
Oh, he's playing.
The fact that it's radio silence from the Gronkowski camp, and by the way, we're now what? Are we a month removed from? Are we a full month removed from Rosenhaus?
Oh, God, yeah.
Saying
yeah.
a couple
yeah.
weeks?
Yeah.
So
we're a month removed from the Super Bowl minimum. Yeah, Super Bowl is second. Yeah, yeah.
You have 5 weeks from that.
And 5 weeks from Super Bowl.
And I think it was about a week later that Rosenhaus went on TV. Maybe it was 2 weeks later.
You got the quarterback
but whatever
chirping.
Whatever it is, we're past the deadline.
Oh, you got the quarterback chirping him on his girlfriend's Instagram saying, don't take too much energy. I might need him to work out when he gets back. You know? There's too many little signs.
It doesn't matter if we know. It's more as long as the team knows.
Yeah. And,
that's
and
what
so,
I'm saying.
And so the
tampering
fact that we,
started.
Okay. The fact that we don't know, the fact that nothing has been said, it leads me to believe that he's coming back.
Yeah.
Because if he wasn't coming back, we would have heard something by now.
He's also invested
time in the
building,
too. And the team would have heard
something
by now.
Now, he's been rehabbing, you know, the thigh injury, but he's invested time at the building, not going to TB12, but actually going into the building.
Which
unless the team wants to get through week one of free agency first and say, listen, Rob, do us a solid. Don't announce anything till after this. We don't want to lose any leverage on any deals we possibly could make.
Could be that, too.
That's the only possibility I would say he's not coming back.
Do you think his agent would advise him on that based on how his agent has been out there just raking in the cash, Drew Rosenhaus?
Yeah, Rosenhaus owes them a few favors, probably.
Sure does, yeah.
Oh, they wheel and deal with him, as does every team.
Oh, man. What kind of boat does he have?
A nice one.
A real nice one. I remember we used to stay across the Intercoastal from him. His house was by my in-law's old one.
This is Mike Giardi.
Three boats.
Go Mike Giardi on how this is all impacting the Patriots right now.
How will Rob Gronkowski's decision to return or not to return impact the Patriots when it comes to those free agency targets?
The pass catching situation for the Patriots, there's going to be change coming. You look at wide receiver and you say to yourself, Julian Edelman, the only player currently under contract who was on the team last year who caught passes from Tom Brady, Philip Dorsett, Chris Hogan, Cordarrelle Patterson, all pending free agents. They've spoken with Hogan. They've spoken with Dorsett about a possible reunion. But I think both of those players want to get to free agency and see what their value is. And then that brings you to Rob Gronkowski. He said before the Super Bowl, probably take a couple weeks to decide whether he was going to come back for the 2019 season. And here we are now, over a month has passed since that Super Bowl, and still no word from Gronkowski. The Patriots certainly would love to have a decision here. As you delve into free agency, do you know if your tight end is going to be back? One of your star players, and certainly a player who turned back the clock in the postseason late in the year, playing more like the player that we were used to seeing than the one who struggled for a better part of the season.
Okay. Change is coming in the passing game for the Patriots. By the way, DeSean Jackson has tweeted, Tampa, it was a great experience, but things didn't work out. Looking forward to my next destination. Stay tuned.
Oh.
From DeSean Jackson.
I think he had 1 year of 10 left.
That was minutes ago. If you go back a couple of years to the offseason of 2017, the Patriots were rumored to be in on DeSean Jackson. At that point in time, I don't know if they'd still be interested.
Yeah.
I don't know what they think of him as a player at this point.
You like him so?
I say he can still play. Sure.
Kind of like Brandon Cook's mold, right?
You take him? No, a little more of an inside runner, I'd say. Tougher. A little more Steve Smith-sidey, but with speed. You know?
Smaller, though. He's smaller.
Good home run
Cooks.
Hitter.
He's
yeah.
He's not a big guy.
Yeah. But Cooks, to me, is really, really timid. I don't see Jackson plays a little bit of attitude. I'll take him. You take him over Dorsett right now? I would.
Oh, God, yeah. That's not a real
add him down.
That's
Dorsett.
Not a real
I always
conversation.
Think of, like, do you want him or Gordon? Do you want him or
no,
Gordon?
No, he's the X. He'd be X backside.
Yeah. So you think he replaces Hogan, then? If he would come
bucks.
Here, you'd replace Hogan?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I definitely want
Gordon,
him over Hogan, yes.
Gordon is your big X here. Yeah. See, it's different because when Deion was here, Deion played the X, backside, short side receiver. Now it became all of a sudden Gordon because I don't think Gordon has that burst, that speed. Maybe he does now working in his speed camp.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.